Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. This is a sound visitors to Martin Dias Jr. State Park used to hear. But after Hurricane Rita devastated this 705-acre park in September, visitors are just as likely to hear this. Dan Odom is park superintendent.
I didn't come back in until Sunday after the storm, and we had 3 or 4 crews in here, and it took them several hours just to open the roads so we could get into the maintenance building to get our equipment out. It took them approximately 3 hours to cut the main road 0.2 mile to my house. So it pretty well blew up. It's awful depressing. We had some gorgeous pine trees, and they're not here anymore. They went out on log trucks.
The park lost 40% of its trees, many of them hardwoods, which will be a long time returning. Meantime, logging is ongoing in the park. Odom says it'll take a lot of time and cleanup before the park recovers, but he's hopeful.
I don't know if the park will ever be the same. We've got folks that's been coming here for 30 and 40 years, and they'll know the difference. Our big goal right now is to have at least half the park up and operating by April of 2006. It'll take a little longer to get the other unit back up, but we hope by the end of 2006 we're fully functional again. That's about all.
That's our show. We had help today from Tom Harvey. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.